The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, this is Oscar.
Oscar.
Hi, Papi. What's up?
It is your papa.
Yeah, I recognized you. What are you doing?
The question is, what are you doing?
Well, I just finished up dinner, and I'm just going to hang out, watch some TV, maybe do a little work, and head to bed.
Oscar, I'm very disappointed.
Why is that, Papa?
Oscar, I'm here. I'm at Dallas Airport.
Dallas?
I'm here. I was waiting for you. You said you were going to pick
me up. I just Skyped you yesterday. You said you were in Argentina, and you're going to be here next week.
No, no. What I said was I was going to be here mañana. I said I was going to be here tomorrow. I am at the airport waiting for you, and you have kept me waiting, Oscar.
I don't understand, because I specifically remember that you literally told me you're coming next week.
Literally, I did not. You use that word too often. Oscar, I am at the airport now. You were supposed to pick me up tonight. You are not supposed to have your dinner. You are supposed to come to Dallas Airport and pick me up. What is wrong with you? Estupido, estupido, estupido.
Papi, I understand why you're upset, but I have to tell you that I have a situation. If I leave now, then I'm going to lose my parking, because you know how bad parking is in the city.
Oh, my God. Oscar, Oscar, this is why, unlike all of my other children, you are such a disappointment to me. I thought that I could give you the minor responsibility of picking me up at Dulles Airport, and I come in from Argentina. I would come in from Argentina. Kina, and you would pick me up at the airport. What is your problem? Why are you so distracted?
This is what I don't understand. I remember you telling me you were coming in.
I told you I would be at the airport.
And I remember you. I remember you said it was gonna be a long flight, so I can tell why you're irritated. Because it's 13 hours, a 13-hour flight. I respect that. But why don't you fly into National? Because that's so much closer to where I live.
Why are you telling me what airport to fly into when you told me you were going to pick me up at Dulles Aeropuerto and you are not? It does not matter whether I go to
that,
BWE.
I'm upset because you always do this.
I am upset because you don't listen. Listen. Well, how many times have I told you, Oscar, listen to learn, learn to listen? How are we going to have a good holiday if you are not going to be able to pick me up at the airport?
I just talked to you yesterday. And
you talked
said
to me yesterday? That's what I told you on the phone.
All you wished for was health.
Ay, caramba, that's all I care about is health.
Age.
And you are stressing my health out right now. You are going to make my heart explode. It is going to explode in a giant ball of fire, because in that fire, in that flame, you will see, I am so disappointed in you. This will ruin Navidad.
No.
If there will be no Feliz in Navidad this year, Oscar. I am very disappointed in you.
How was your flight?
Not bad.
Not bad?
I met a hot chick on the plane.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
I don't think you should be doing too much gambling tonight, Alan.
Gambling? Who said anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win. Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11, where everybody got so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Either way, you gotta be super smart to count cards, buddy, okay?
Oh, really?
It's not easy.
Okay, well, maybe we should tell that to Rain Man, because he practically banked up a casino, and he was a retard.
What?
He was a retard.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Put a little something extra on, because it's going to be cold outside. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa's KCAA.
Yeah.
Una, seis, tres, oh, wait a minute. Una, uno.
16:30.
16:30.
I listen to them every Navidad.
Also on Vermont's. Uno, oh, siete punta uno.
Punta?
107.1.
What is it?
107.1.
107.1.
Punto mean point?
Hey, all I know is the radio station is known as the... The Chaim.
Yeah. The what?
El Ham.
The El Ham.
Oh, yes. Understood.
El Hame.
That's right.
And,
the Ham.
And
the
in...
Ham. Sorry, Mark.
And in... how do you say 100?
Cien.
Cien... 45 countries... around the world.
Do we even need to be here today, or are you just going to play with language?
This is MikeOmeraShow.com. It is Thursday, December 9, 2010, and we are over...
Oh, God.
Cuatro millones.
Cuatro million? What?
Millones.
Millones. That's easy. And we are over 4 million downloads and rising. Today's show is...
If you don't know the word, just affect the dialect.
That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly.
It is a website or something.
Gamefly is the leading online video game rental service in America. Name your console. Gamefly has the... I'll do it like that old announcer that used to be doing the Love Boat.
What's his name? Ernie Anderson.
Brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly is the leading online video game rental service in America. Name your console. Gamefly has the widest selection in every format. From new releases to the classics, Gamefly delivers right to your door. No shipping fees, no late fees. Get started for as little as $8.95. Check out Gamefly's 10-day free trial offer by clicking their link on our website, Gamefly.
What about America's Funniest Home Videos?
Tonight on America's Funniest Home Videos. That's the way my voice feels today.
You know, you really
a little crispy.
You affected a great Ernie Anderson there.
Well, right? I tell you, it's a little crispy today.
Maybe as he got closer to the end than the beginning, but
yes.
Still very Ernie Anderson.
Wearing me out. Wearing me out a little bit. Wearing me out. Anyway, big show today. What are we going to talk about? Well, I have a major, major, major prediction to make.
Oh.
Write it down. Get your pens handy, because this one you can take to the bank and print it.
Take it upstairs to the fat man.
To the fat man. Very exciting prediction. And I tell you, once you hear this, you'll know it's going to be true.
No.
That's a great sell, Mike.
Anyway, I just smiled for the Ustream camera.
Mike's a little crispy and playing the camera.
How many Ustreamers do we have today?
75.
It starts
what
out.
The f*** is that
Mike,
about?
Easy, easy. We started early today. They don't know that.
They always forget.
Oh, they're a bunch
I think we give them too much credit.
They're a bunch of retards.
F you.
That's what they are. Yeah,
Rain
bye-bye.
Man did it, and he's a
later.
Retard.
Oscar and I just chased them all away. And they'll be saying bad things about us now.
Slander me.
Hey, while you're before you shut that computer down, I love you. I love you, Ustreamer.
Oh, you suck up.
And
you
Mark
are
is,
such a suck up.
Mark has never been more ambivalent than he is right now.
Oh, my God. All right.
So what prediction?
Oh, you want me to start with it?
I want you to. It sounds like a lead story to me.
This is my the start with it. Ready?
Yeah.
You're going to roll your eyes. But earlier than I have ever made this prediction.
Now, you know what? You
the
first
Boston Red Sox
oh,
no! BS.
Are going to win the World Series.
Oh, no.
The Boston Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
I knew it.
Yes,
I knew it. I knew it. I knew
Mike, what year?
Jesus.
You know what?
What?
I've been a Red Sox fan for a long time. I suffered for a long time before 2004 in their first World Series victory.
Remember when I said, did we even need to come in today? Now I'm really going to restate it. Let's all single file out to our cars.
That victory in 2004 was followed up with the 2007 victory, which no one could have anticipated. No one could have anticipated after all those years that they would have sustained that team's chemistry and not only sustained it, but added to that chemistry and brought in some key players to win another world championship.
Let's name some Red Sox greats of past.
T- Ted Williams.
Way Boggs.
Johnny Pesky.
The Rocket.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Oh, Carl.
That's all I got.
Rico Petrocelli. Doug Griffin. Rick Burleson.
They all sound mighty white.
Fred Lynn. Jim Rice. Jim Rice was a black man.
Okay. Fred Lynn looked like a bird.
George Scott, another black man. Oil Can Boyd, wow. Another man of color.
Might be a racist name.
Cecil Cooper. What's this?
For you, Mike.
Everybody shout. We love you.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that my brother lives in Fenway?
Lives in Fenway?
He lives in the park?
Like, yes. In the ballpark.
Like, they have condos set up right there, right next to it. That's where he lives.
Well, he could hang out with my sister who just moved back into the city.
That's small right. World. Kathy just bought a picture of those condos.
Kathy actually... God, I hope she doesn't listen. What
no,
the hell?
No one that we know it'll never be, to the show. No.
It'll never be like reacted to.
No.
That slamming my sister for giving me pictures of gifts.
It's for you.
But they are coming down to Connecticut to meet with us.
Nice.
Ooh. Anyway, real excited about
great.
That. Yeah. So the Red Sox, ladies and gentlemen, if I may, in the middle of the initial throes of winter, if I can talk about baseball for a second.
I think that'll keep people warm from the inside out.
There was a dream pickup that I had during the offseason.
Was it a red Ford?
His name, now stop it. Stop it, mouth.
The one from Twitter.
It was a...
Jealous.
It was the pickup of Adrian Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
Which a player that Red Sox Nation has coveted for nigh on 2 years.
Sounds like a Latin man.
And I will tell you, he is... but extremely well-spoken.
Well, that's good, Mike.
He's not one of those...
good pickup.
Fresh off the
F.O.B.?
The dinghy.
Yes.
Men that says, we are... which I don't suffer them easily, Oscar. But I will
thanks.
Tell you this, that I am so excited because they got their man. They got Adrian Gonzalez, and there was a bit of a tease when they failed to sign him to an extension, but they say they're going to take care of that, and he's in the camp, and he's in the fold. And then, as I'm driving into work in the wee hours of the morning this morning, over the radio comes this news. The Red Sox have signed Carl Crawford, one of the best night. Free agents.
Old Mexico.
What's this?
This is a salute to that other pickup.
What are you doing?
Well, can we stick,
Adrian Gonzalez.
Can we stick with Adrian Gonzalez?
Yes, absolutely. He's a superstar.
We should keep
this
an eye on him.
This is how life really comes full circle. Because it feels like just yesterday,
yes,
Adrian was taken back to Cuba and taken under,
no, this
under
is
Fidel's
one.
Wing.
This is another Adrian Gonzalez. You know how it is with you people. You all have the same names.
There's only like five names.
Yeah, how many Carlos Lopez's Gonzalez. Are there?
No, you know what? I know what the mistake was.
What?
Elian Gonzalez. That's
Elian it. Gonzalez.
Yes. Yes.
This guy
so
is
So this
a
guy
stud.
Isn't a refugee.
No, he's not.
Because he's growing up so fast, I
He
imagine.
Is a yeah. super stud.
Is it? You can't blame me.
He comes to us via trade from San Diego. Comes to the Red Sox. I don't like to say we us. I'm not all
Did
about that.
Did the trade involve sacks of coffee?
I will say we when we're referring to the fans of the team.
Yes.
Oh, Mike, we refers to Red Sox Nation.
We refers to Red Sox Nation, not
right.
the team. The team got Adrian Gonzalez. It's a huge pickup. And
hey,
then...
I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas.
Turn
and
that stuff off. Then...
It doesn't even faze me
we
anymore.
Get Carl
That's
Crawford,
how sad it is.
The gazelle, Carl Crawford from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
The gazelle? Mm-hmm. Could they come
the
up
Rays.
With a gayer name for him?
No, I just call him that.
He's a splendid fellow.
He is fleet of foot. He is a base stealer. He is a gold glove center fielder and left fielder. Mm. He is a super stud.
And graceful. And
black man or white man?
He is a black man.
Yes. Fleet
and
of foot.
I will tell Got you. It. I will tell you that this offseason already, they didn't have to make another move. It has already been infinitely more successful than I ever dreamed.
Start measuring for rings.
I am ready.
Get
ready.
Your ring sizes ready.
Get ready.
Red Sox Nation.
I'm here to say it right here. The Red Sox will win the World Series this
wow.
year.
Okay.
There it is.
If you could.
It's just, out there for all of you.
Just for the Mike O'Mara maniacs out
yes.
there.
O'Mara Nation.
O'Mara Nation.
O'Mara Nation.
How
Sounds
many
like
times,
a t-shirt to me.
How many times have
Hold
you...
Hold on. Stop. Hold it. Good idea. Hold on. Merchandise. Loud buzzer, please. Thank you very much. I want Red Sox. I want O'Mara Nation t-shirts.
And you want them in Red Sox colors?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then works. On the back, can you put Proud American?
No.
Proud to be an American.
No, because there you are.
Because
I
we've got so many listeners in Boston.
O'Mara Nation.
You got it.
How, and now also, front. Why would you insult me for that idea when I just gave you the idea you liked?
How about Omera Nation on the back and on the front, I like Mike?
That'd be great.
yes.
Or I hate Rob.
How about Omera Nation and under it, Rob does not have to pay to go to the Palm this year?
Rob Mob. Rob Mob.
Okay, so.
Rob Mob should be the Tab Patterson gay mob.
For the show historians.
All you know, you're hard to play today, boy. You're coming in and
Tab
you're
Patterson. You're all... This is Tab Patterson.
Okay.
I'm here next to Rob's right cheek.
He's a good boy, that Tab Patterson.
Tab Patterson.
You know, his
this is Tab Patterson. I just bought a condo right next to Rob's cheeks.
You know, Tab has a birthday coming up if you'd like to wish him happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Whatever. So
Tab.
Back to you.
Anybody who names a kid after a lousy soft drink.
How much? That's just me.
You know what? That's a big insult to my cousin, Fresca Spiewak.
What were you going to say, Oscar?
How many times have you predicted this World Series win? Because I seem to remember at least four
I was accurate.
While you were on terrestrial radio.
I was accurate in 04 and I was accurate in 07, wasn't I?
Sure. Well, you, this is the earliest you've ever made the prediction.
Yeah, I think
though.
The earliest before might have been right around Christmas time or maybe January, but this is the. I think this is officially the earliest. We haven't even gotten to the double digits of December yet, mm-mm. and I have made the prediction that the Red Sox will win the World Series.
That
I'm
is amazing.
Very, very excited. God, this is going to be a fun team to watch. I just can't wait till pitchers and catchers report now. I'm so excited. I'm so very, very excited. All right, and on a lesser note, Buzz is feeling bad. Yeah. Oh, there it is. That's what they play at the end of the game when they ring. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming to Fenway Park. Thank you very much. No, seriously, on the Buzz front, Buzz is doing better.
Yes, he is.
We're happy to report that.
Yep.
Most of us went by yesterday and got a chance to see him.
Who went?
And let me see. You did?
Yes.
I stopped by.
Yes.
Mark Ronick stopped by.
Did.
RJ stopped by. That's cruel, and I'm not even going to do that to him because he's really going to get mad. Listen, Rob had been the day before, and Rob knew that I wasn't going to see him today. Mm-hmm. So Rob is
can't
going
make
to
it
see
today,
him.
Huh?
Rob is going to see him. Rob is going to see him today.
Okay.
Right. Mike Let's has a busy day of designing merchandise for the world champion Boston Red Sox.
So we are happy to report that Buzz is doing well. I mean, he was in rough shape with that double
still
pneumonia
early.
That
he
had,
was.
And he still is in rough shape. Yeah. And he was sedated heavily yesterday, mm-hmm. but could talk. And it was so nice to just converse with the guy,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
because
yeah.
before that we had seen him with the you know tubes in him, kind of going, and you know, yeah, it is a tough thing. This double pneumonia, and he is bouncing back, and we wish him a very speedy recovery.
We do.
And we've also told him that he can take as much time as he wants, and also it's really, you know, to be honest, it's great to see a guy in the hospital come back when you've seen him in rougher shape. And
oh
then you
God,
see,
yeah,
you
yeah.
go in and you see him, and then but really now that he's up and he's talking and they're
fair game.
Probably not fair game just yet, but as far as RJ and Mark, you know, living at the hospital, those days
oh,
are
yeah.
over.
Because
it's really just a chance for them to off.
Oh,
no. Let's be honest. Let's be real honest.
And further,
really,
now that he's for lack of a better word.
Look at the look. Yeah.
Now that he's
especially
out of,
Ronick.
Now that he's out
Thanks.
Of the woods.
Well, that's the second wife. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The second wife. I've only known the guy for like one third of my life. And you know, Mr. New to the Party comes in.
Oh.
You know, well, and just all of a sudden he's his second
well,
wife.
Well, he spotted the weak one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's funny.
And now that Buzz is basically out of the woods,
yes.
is now the time to discuss the readjustment of the percentages.
Well, we'll wait till he gets back.
Yeah.
We'll wait for that point.
Sure.
It's going to be a shock for him.
Well, yeah. So take
wrong.
A deep breath, Buzz.
Yes, it's going to be.
If you can.
Okay. It's going to be very difficult. We are happy that he is talking. And
God,
that,
yes.
That was so much fun yesterday.
It was.
Really put me in a different. We
it was
found
so
that out.
Nice to hear from all the people that took the time to visit yesterday to text me and tell me he's well.
Yeah.
Did anybody text you?
No.
No.
Well, you knew before we did the show yesterday, though, that he was off the breathing thing.
I'm very busy, Mike. I can't visit. I can't
I
receive
understand.
Texts.
It would put me
you
in
have,
a different
you
frame
have
of
Marsha's
mind.
Number. You could call.
I have been.
Actually, I don't have Marsha's number.
This is true. Hey, speaking of you, Mr. Mann.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes, fire away.
Because speaking of like not going to see him and stuff, you wrote something on Facebook that I saw last night before Betty Bye that was it consisted of Mark, maybe you could bring it up.
Yeah.
It was on the news feed and it was Rob
I saw
it was Rob like It was remorseful, Rob,
yes.
for some reason.
Wow.
It was Rob regretting.
Ruin?
It was.
Tab, I'm sorry we didn't make out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was.
I tend to regret yes. the things I don't do.
Okay. Mm. Well, now, what? Now, first of all,
by cherries.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Was it Crown Royal Fueled?
Of course.
Okay. So it was Crown Royal Fueled. And what was that? What was the catalyst for that weepy little Facebook message?
I was feeling
message?
A little weepy and sad last night. I watched. This is. Oh, God. Why do you even ask?
Because. It was so raw and emotional, you, and it was for everybody to read.
What's wrong, Rob?
Glee made me a little weepy last night.
You, oh, my God.
It was
God,
a Christmas
you
episode.
Old queen.
You asked.
What did you regret?
I don't know. It's just, the thing is, it was about believing in Santa Claus, okay?
Okay.
And it's something that I hold very near and dear for some odd reason. It's
what,
it's
believing in Santa Claus?
Yeah, and you know what? You want to hold on, and it makes you think about things you regret. And you know what? You go through life, you regret the things.
He's dancing.
I don't see the connection.
We
got
to cut to the chase.
I know what it was.
I
got
to be surgical.
I got
it. We have to cut to the bone here.
I know what it was.
He's not letting us in.
Yeah.
I regret not playing the third apostle in the school play.
I went to a secular school.
I could have sang so well for it. That Glee show is so amazing. I know why you're involved in it.
It's the holidays,
yes.
and you get emotional.
Okay.
And you regret the things you don't do.
Listen.
And I should have bought cherries and all that.
Actually, I'm good on cherries and bitters, so everything is good.
Who are you talking to?
I know.
I'm Captain Emotional.
Yeah,
I get more emotional on this show than anybody does, mm-hmm. and I do it all the time. I read a letter and I get emotional from people, so I understand that.
And
but the Santa Claus thing.
Well, it gets to believing in Santa, and it gets to my kids.
Yes.
And you
You regret what?
Sometimes I wish I was more involved with my kids.
Oh, see, there it is.
How much more involved could you be?
Are you ready for a sympathetic ear?
Yeah, take it.
You are? Jesus.
Well.
This time of year?
I know.
Well, you should feel that way, Mike.
Stop it.
Rob is there all the time.
Ow, that hurt.
No, just saying.
That's funny enough to hurt
but
me.
But it is this time of year, and when you get mixed up in the whole Santa Claus thing, and you think about what's important to kids. And like, for example, I got called on the fact that Robert's in Cub Scouts, and when he goes to his meetings twice a month, I go to the school and I drop him off, and then I go pick him up. I wasn't really aware that it was, appropriate for the dad to hang out at the meeting.
Right.
I never was in Cub Scouts.
So who,
I don't know
did your wife bust your balls about that?
Someone did. Don't bring anything
Jabril?
Jabril.
Is his dad even around?
No, don't even bring up Jabril.
Sorry.
But it was brought to my attention by other people in my household that maybe it would be nice if dad stuck around for the Cub Scout meeting.
Do you think this tension is caused by the fact that you lust after Lackawanda or whatever her name is?
Amina.
Saka Ojolia.
Her name is Amina.
Amina?
Yeah.
Amina.
No, I don't think that there's any.
I mean, I think it's cool that you lust after a woman that's named after an appliance.
Stop, that's a manna.
I could see where he's coming from now. Actually, if I remember when I was younger, my father was always out of town.
I hate scouting.
Do you?
Yes.
Why? Do you feel like it's creepy?
It's forced.
Cub
Play
Scouts?
In the yard. Give the kid a stick.
Well, you
Have
know
him
what?
Go out and stab a
No, but
a
if,
swirl.
If you're doing something, when I was younger, I remember.
Okay.
This, you know what? There now are moments on this show where I will say something and I know it's going to be in print.
Yeah.
Someone is going to say, right. Give him a stick and have him stab a squirrel. And that is going to be my point.
Well, who hasn't?
See, I never got to that part, but I would use a stick to poke at a dead squirrel.
I don't know
or
how.
Yeah.
Scouting to me has always been like forced. Father, son, forced mother, daughter. Yeah.
But if it happens naturally and if he's into it, and he is, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I was never a scout. I remember in like the first grade type era of my life wanting to be a Cub Scout, but I never got into it. And you know what? I don't regret it.
Right.
But they do instill good values.
So
it's
do all the other
dads,
they
this.
Teach you stuff.
Do all the other dads go into the living room and where they have the scout meeting?
It's at the school. It's at the cafeteria.
It's at the school.
And I don't know because
mine was in Mr. Johnson's bedroom.
His crawl space.
That was what I did. I remember.
And all he wore was a robe.
And you know what? His name wasn't Johnson. That's just what they called him. Mr. Johnson.
I earned three of my merit badges by pleasing Mr. J.
That's right. Mm. Mike got two merit badges and swallowed.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, God.
Hey,
okay.
So you don't go and all the other dads go?
Don't know if all the other dads go or not, but I will know at the next meeting because I'm going to go. But here's the thing.
I think I dated a woman that had a kid that was a Boy Scout, and I went to one of those things.
Really?
I couldn't have felt any more awkward.
I just did that last week. I had to
dated
go in,
a woman?
No, I had to go into into Maya's Girl Scout meeting. I was basically the only dad.
Why don't you guys take your kids and do something with them?
Well, she loves it.
Take
that's
them
the thing.
Out. Oh, she loves it. That's BS.
No,
they don't
she
love
really
it.
Does.
They're conditioned to
Robert's
love it.
Into it right now. You know what we just did? We built his Pinewood Derby car.
Oh, really?
There's a Pinewood Derby car.
I always wanted to
like
do that.
It's like professional.
I never had that.
But really? You know what? It's neat because I don't have a bandsaw and a power sander, so they arrange it for us to go to a wood shop. He draws the design of the car.
Do you know what scouting is a replacement for? Ready?
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Mike, how can you replace something that was never in my life? It's an add-on, not a replacement.
Get them into sports.
And keep them out of courts.
Get them into sports.
Have you heard what a racket the business end of the Girl Scout cookies
is?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I have not.
It is unbelievable, the business that's behind it.
I want to hear about it, and I'm going to stop you right there, because this is a good time for a break.
Okay.
It's a racket?
It's a racket.
Like I'm serious about that. I've never heard that.
It's a whole business model.
Like, does it lean towards scamish?
Not scamish, but I think it's scamish to the actual troop. The headquarters, I feel like, are scamming all these troops.
It's Evil Empire.
We'll talk about the scam that is Girl Scout cookies.
And if you're a Girl Scout fan, you may remember this movie from the early 90s, Troop Beverly Hills.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
A great flick.
With the Trey Doable, Shelley Long.
Yes.
Shelley Long. Yuck. We'll come back right after this.
Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
Welcome back to MikeOMeraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the 2011 VIP packages. Go to MikeOMeraShow.com and find out how to get our bonus hours, video feeds, and cartoons at a price that fits your budget. Choose from the good, gooder, or goodest packages. Mm. The goodest includes the all-new Raw 2. Oh, my God, Raw 2.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Tell me about
you
it.
You are going to love it as much as it embarrasses my fat ass.
Yeah. You know, Mark gave it a re-listen yesterday, and I asked him, I said, is it as dynamic as I recall? Because we'd all had a lot to drink. He said, yeah, it's pretty goddamn dynamic.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It's what it is, okay? If you're looking for that, if there's a segment of our listening audience that really loves me just being flat-out embarrassed...
Yeah.
All right. I'll give a little clue to our you streamers.
Oh.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good clue, Mike.
I don't even like to think about it.
Wonder if they can put that together with that clue.
The goodest package includes the all-new Raw 2 at a discounted rate, plus both live and recorded
bonus hour videos.
The 2011 VIP packages. Order yours now at MikeOMeraShow.com, and we thank you for your patronage.
Mike,
yes, RJ. Raymond Diaz.
Let's
yes.
see that clue. Again, we're soloed on you now.
No. You don't get it twice, you bastard. That's not the way that works.
And by the way, that's not for Ustream, just RJ wanted to see it again.
Hey, Francis Ford Coppola over
before
there.
We get to the Girl Scout cookie controversy,
Sham.
I'm curious, am I going to get anybody showing up in Toronto? I'm worried
yes,
now.
You are.
I'm worried.
You are definitely going to get people.
Now, I know I don't meticulously check my email, but I will tell you that the Toronto has me a little worried. Looking for recommendations on hotels in Toronto, Canada.
Does Canada have electronic mail? That might be the problem.
They do. Because I did early on get a couple of them, but I'm not.
Were they threats?
It's not like Buffalo. I'm confident with
you
Buffalo.
You need to book now. Your you rates should. Are going up.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, like
I'll do it
like
this
today.
Afternoon. I'm going to do it today.
Yeah. Yesterday,
along with all, I'm just so put upon, Oscar.
Have your
so
boy
many
do
things
it.
To do.
Have your boy do it. He'll take. He'll get
Raymond.
You a good deal.
No,
not Raymond.
Who?
Mark. Mark really? Will find a
no,
deal.
No, he already has punted that. You know
no,
what?
I have
he's
actually.
He's not involved. He's not involved.
Really?
Nice.
No, not with all the, not with
so...
all the hospital visits.
Oh, you know. God.
You know, just, you know.
In and out of his candy striping uniform.
Yeah, sorry. I cannot work. Anyway, that's it.
So wrong. Mark, you can't win for trying.
Nope.
That's
fine.
He knows when
you
Uncle Mikey's got the gun sights on him.
Yeah, you want to talk about a business model? Just look at me in the last segment. You can't win. You frown and you take it.
Well, that's, hey, we all give and we all receive.
Yes,
that's
it is
the
time
works.
To give.
Certainly, I'm doing all the receiving right now.
Hey, Hanukkah's over, pal.
Yeah.
Not until sundown. Not until sundown.
Is today the last day?
Well, today's the eighth day, but we're done actually lighting all the candles. And
but
all
I still
stuff.
Have a joke to play.
Well.
Oh, good. Well, that's... No, and incidentally, to me,
yeah.
those jokes can continue past Hanukkah.
Okay.
I am standing... now, there you go. See, now you're receiving the good.
I love the good.
Then it can't. Because then it's him just being anti-Semitic in one way or another.
Well, no, it's not. It's a celebration of a culture.
I just think they're funny jokes.
They
You're anti-Semitic you know, because you want it to stop.
Here you go. How about this? Yes. After this, once a month.
Okay.
That works.
Time for a feature we call Old Jews Telling Jokes.
On the high holidays, too.
On the high holidays.
There's like, you know how many times?
Give me a list, Mark.
Does Mark not come to work? It's a high holiday.
Yeah. You know, he does work very
yes,
hard.
Yes, he does.
Anyway, so
where did it all go wrong?
There you go. There you go. That's what it's all about. So what I was going to say, please send along to Facebook at, and what are my addresses, Mark, for
it's
Facebook?
It's spelled MIKEO'M-EARA, Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara Show.
It's just facebook.com/Mike O'Mara Show, and there's an events tab. That's where they should go and give the recommendations that you're looking for.
For Toronto Hotel, I'll make the decision today. Thank you. Anyway, Girl Scout cookies. Why? What is the controversy here?
Well, it's just that they make so much money off this. They give the troops almost nothing. They sell these boxes for $4 a box. The girls get maybe 70 cents a box for it.
Well, what is the? Where is the money going?
It's all going to the
Little Brownie Baking Company.
Yeah,
so, isn't it called Little Brownie? I think.
See,
yeah, I think
there it is.
Where's the goodwill, though?
It's not going to charity.
But that's what it is, guys. That's what scouting is.
Yeah,
it's a scam. It's a big business.
I tell you what, it's not as nearly as bad of a scam as the bleeding Boy Scout popcorn deal. That's, you know what? I brought that in.
The bleeding.
Well, I wanted to. Say, I didn't want to bleep again. I didn't want to have to say. Yeah. But that is some f***ing bad popcorn.
You get wrapped up in it because you don't want your child to look like an a-hole.
Well, I made my child look like an a-hole because I brought the thing in to the form to sell popcorn. It's set up just like cookies,
right?
But you sell popcorn.
You had a lot of ground last night,
and,
didn't you?
Sure.
I could tell by looking at you today. Do you have
we're not all bright and fresh like you, Mike, on a Thursday.
Do you have just a tinge of a... Of an H.O.? And
no,
I don't mean
actually,
like hard blank. I mean hang-o.
No, I don't. I feel that's a little slugger.
Okay. All right,
But about the popcorn, I brought in the order form. And, you know, I never felt bad about selling cookies because people love the Girl Scout cookies when Julia was in it. But when I brought in this thing and Buzz wanted to buy popcorn, mm-hmm. I looked at the form and I looked at the prices and I said no.
Right.
Don't buy this. Uh-huh. This is too expensive for what you're getting.
Well, they all are. I mean, those fundraisers, like when they sell the chocolate bars outside the Giant Food. And incidentally, I think you're well within your rights to just lay out a kid if he hassles you on your way in to do your grocery
shopping. Kiss
your
fist and let him go.
It. Honest to God, just like, and not, not to do any real damage. I'm talking maybe like palm of the hand, base of the palm, on the forehead.
Leave me alone, kid.
I got to get eggs.
So if we're keeping count, are stabbing squirrels and hitting kids on the head.
Red Sox win next
year. I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, which is a great time to go to the grocery
Best
store.
Time.
Wonderful time early morning on a weekend to go to the grocery store. I don't want to hear about your effing fundraiser right at my grocery store. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off. I'm all for raising money for good causes.
So let me tell you, the one thing I never knew sitting in on this meeting with the cookies, you are financially responsible for the cookies. If, say, you bought for me, Mike,
right.
10 boxes of cookies.
Yeah, it's like Amway.
I come and bring you those cookies and you say, oh,
it's
man, I already bought them.
It's a pyramid scheme.
I got to pay for them.
Yeah.
It's a pyramid thing. Now the one thing that the Girl Scouts have over everybody else is the Girl Scout cookies are popular.
Delicious.
And they're a great product.
They're a wonderful product.
And you know what? Still
limited time.
And branding?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Reasonably priced.
Incredible.
I would say reasonably priced.
I mean, for the box?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was going to say $4 for a box of cookies, not that bad.
Not bad.
But 70 cents for the troop.
They said that some of it goes to the production of the cookies.
Sure.
But really, the vast majority of it goes to the headquarters.
And these aren't people that are employed that get salaries to work for Girl Scouts of America.
Business, yeah.
Right.
And I've seen the people in Julia's troop. Julia does a decent job with her cookies. She's not in scouting
anymore.
Hey. But I've seen the people in the troop that just bust their ass and they do set up like a stand outside of Safeway and they really, really go to the problem of selling it. And then what does the troop get out of it? Like a Build-A-Bear party.
Yeah. What do they win?
Right.
What are
the girls sit around, they let them vote on what they want to do with it, like an ice cream party or something like that. That's what they basically
do. So what you're saying is I would love to do?
Yeah.
See if you, and just try it.
Okay.
Girl Scouts of America, see if you can get hierarchy and let us take a peek into the bureaucracy of an American institution. And people say, way to go, guys. Real brave picking on the Girl Scouts. But you know what? It is very similar to, Rob, another organization.
What's that?
The Muscular Dystrophy Association, which is a huge, monstrous, bureaucratic, you know, multi-tentacled beast where people make money. I have never been able to get my head around these organizations. I know they have to have professionals.
Sure.
I know they have to be administered, but I'd always thought, aren't there enough people that, you know, maybe are married to people with wealth where they could staff these things with volunteers? That's the way it should be.
Have we discussed yet what MDA is doing for their telethon this year?
What are they doing?
They're scaling it back to 6 hours.
So the whole weekend, that used to be 3 days, like two solid days, it was 48 hours of TV.
It was 21 hours at its longest, 21 and a half.
Really?
And, yeah, go from,
when would it come on?
It would come on at like 8 o'clock prime time on Sunday night. And then go through to Monday.
And now it's 6 hours?
They're going to make it be 6 hours, and they're going to try to shop it to one network, like put it on ABC.
Is this because of Jerry?
I think so.
Yeah, because Jerry's about to
He can't do it, yeah.
I think that there's got to be a clear line drawn in the sand here. One, the Girl Scouts are the Girl Scouts, and they do it because they, you know, for what they've done, they've built a business where they teach young ladies and girls organization and skills that they might want to learn, and that's their experience.
Typing, sewing.
The muscular
dystrophy. You mean like the retail element of that?
Well, sales.
Selling and stuff like that.
It's a different life.
You can get your Mark Ronick
back. They're not saying they're giving money to cancer. They're not saying they're giving money to the Red Cross. But they're just not saying it.
Go ahead.
But these charities that involve goodwill, whether you're fighting a disease, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, I think, is great.
Of course.
I really see them working. Mm-hmm. Where I get frustrated, and again, you don't have to buy the cookies and you don't have to buy the popcorn.
Right.
When I get frustrated is when these charities are so huge. And my biggest example and the biggest black eye, and we've talked about here on the program, is what's happening now in Haiti. There's a cholera outbreak in Haiti. And there's basically riots in the streets in Haiti.
I heard there was cholera.
Cholera, whatever.
How do you say it?
Cholera.
I like it when you use like your real accent there. Cholera.
Thank you.
There's a huge outbreak, and they said that this time it was actually ground zero for it was with some of the UN workers.
So I sat there, and I looked at Kara, and I said, Kara, I know we only gave $20, but there's millions of effing dollars on the line there.
Right.
Why can't they effing fix this?
They can't fix this. And I will tell
millions
you why.
Millions and millions and millions.
This is as an observer, and Lord knows I have no information personal, and I got plenty of friends of mine that have been on the ground there, and I respect them for what they do, including my man who I always talk about, my cheesy life insurance agent, Bill Harvey.
Great guy.
Who is not cheesy at all because he does go down there. I mean, he went down there long before the earthquake.
How many policies did he sell?
Is it the government or is it the Red Cross that can't get the people to act?
I believe you have a culture of corruption and you have an absolute bureaucratic situation down there where people, everybody, Oscar, that is in a position of power, with very few exceptions, it's you grease the skids, you get it. And when you've got a charity that's going to say, no, we're here trying to help people, then stuff sits on the dock. Yeah. Like this guy that wanted to build temporary housing for these earthquake victims, and he couldn't get it off the loading dock because of a bureaucratic glitch that kept this stuff there. Well, you know what what is a bureaucratic glitch in a corrupt country? Other
it's a handshake.
Give me a little extra.
It goes back, if you go back to the early 80s and they did the first of the We Can Save the World records, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Right.
Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. And they raised a lot of money, and a lot of money made a lot of food that ended up rotting on the docks.
Yeah, because the people in positions of power usually have gotten there in these third world situations because they have strong-armed their way in, and they are corrupt because they... Look, what does it say? Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolute.
You have to undo so much before you could begin doing.
Exactly.
So,
the distinction is a fundraiser, which could be a fundraiser for anything.
Sure.
A charity, which could either be here domestically or internationally.
Right.
That's where your distinction is. Now, the Girl Scouts of America, whether you like it or not, they're fundraising for their own cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so are the Boy Scouts.
Right.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association, regardless of the bureaucratic nature, they are actually coming together for research.
Right.
Which you would think.
Yeah.
But you would want more of those dollars from what your experience was to actually go to the research.
Yeah.
And not get wrapped up in the bureaucracy.
And it would seem to me that that should be in every situation, but it's not yeah. because of people that get jobs in nonprofit organizations. I mean, it's always been a little hinky to me.
It's an opportunity. There are people out there like your mother.
Yes.
And volunteers that I have seen where Buzz is staying right now.
Right.
That are walking around and really are trying to help people.
And the volunteers, but, maybe it's because I have a soft spot for them, but man, you know, we were at an information desk at the hospital this past yes. weekend with a person who was not a volunteer. And I said to my wife, I said, man, I wish this was staffed with some of those yes. wonderful volunteers. Sure. The people that choose to be there, that aren't taking a nickel out of it, are so different than the people that are on the payroll.
Because the payroll is different. I'll give right. you an example, an inside example. The people that get into nonprofit, there are some people that really know what they're getting into.
Right.
But then other people, just like anything else, there's an opportunity. Our friend Dominique has a foundation that he started.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He used to be involved with another foundation. He had just started his foundation, and the person that was running the older foundation continued to call him and kind of almost harass him because she wanted to run his new foundation.
Right.
Because she was just looking for an opportunity.
She wanted bucks.
He said, I don't want somebody like that. I want somebody that is passionate about the cause.
Right.
That I'm willing to pay out of my own pocket.
Right.
But somebody that is there for the cause and not for the job and the dollars involved.
And that's the human condition that we battle. Now, with the Girl Scouts, did you yeah. see, do we have any example of the hierarchy of that organization?
They don't really publish a lot of it on here, but I will get it for you because my wife has been working with the troop leader.
I'm just curious to know how many vice presidents they right, are, how many right. marketing directors there are. And, you know, just whenever, and I'm not saying that the organization is bad or that I'm
no.
accusing them
no,
of doing
no.
anything. What I'm saying is any bureaucracy, any place where people right. are getting paid,
yeah.
you kind of watch that and see. And remember the United Way several years back, Rob? Remember
yeah,
that major scandal,
big scandal
about the United Way where these people were padding their own, you know, lining their own wallets yeah. with that? And I just think it totally sucks.
And when you find out the hierarchy, find out if they have to wear uniforms too.
Because yeah.
you know what? I don't mind an older woman in a short brown dress.
We have said this before that the easiest way for me, if I'm so inclined and I can afford to support a cause, you know, I don't even, and this is maybe blasphemous, I feel more comfortable going to a local charity and giving them $100 or 200, not that it's going to change the world, but mm-hmm. whatever I can afford.
When it's on a massive scale, listen, I you know, you've done charity work,
yes.
Oscar. I have done charity work. Yeah. I have raised money through different projects and different causes, and I've been involved in little things, and I've been involved in very big things. The bigger, the more it lends itself to
yes.
corruption, because it's going to happen. You know, when some money, it's got to be funneled through a certain place. It's got to go to a
perfect
bank
example.
Account. It's got to do
perfect
this.
Perfect example. We raised, my family actually was real proud. We raised a lot of money for the Light the Night organization.
Now, and what is Light the Night?
That's a cancer, an anti-cancer organization
okay.
where survivors and families of survivors at sundown, there's walks all around America. They have these very cool lighted balloons, and
okay.
you walk
right.
like 2 miles,
right.
and
all
they
right.
pledge for
right.
the money. But the thing is when you look at the size and the scope of the event, and you know, I'm sure people are pledging because you're saying you're going to go out and walk, but if they just got the people to pledge and they didn't spend millions of dollars
yep.
on balloons
right.
and tents and
right.
food
right.
and organizations, how much more money could be put
and
to the right cause?
Yeah, because
I know, but
the,
I know it's fun, and
but
that's
there
maybe
are
not
people,
the right word.
But there are people that don't do that for free.
Yeah.
It's not like all that
yeah.
stuff is donated,
yeah.
you know? And I think it's
And again,
just,
I'm not saying anything bad about the organization because they're great.
And
but,
it's not like we're going to reinvent the wheel
no,
here.
No.
You can't do that. You can always have to have charities
I'll still
that
buy
do this.
The Girl Scout cookies.
I'll
oh, yeah.
still
yeah.
buy the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
I'll still donate to the telethons. Yeah. I will still do that. It just, you know, sometimes I wish it was a little simpler. And when Oscar cites the example, which is one of the best examples
right.
of Haiti and the people that are, you know, still sleeping, you know, on the street.
And battling
Corrada. And it's frustrating to me, and it is frustrating. If you
yeah.
think it's frustrating to us, how about the people that are on the ground? There's some of those
no.
doctors
oh,
that are working there right now. I mean, it's a total land of suck.
You know, our guest tomorrow will probably be able to speak on this because he was actually there.
Lowell. Oh, really?
Lowell was there reporting on it.
I thought that's where he was born.
Yes.
Lowell actually experienced an aftershock while he was on the Red Cross ship that they sent down to Haiti right after the earthquake. Yep. And I'd love him to talk about that.
And he experienced it on the ground as well. When he was reporting on the ground, he felt several aftershocks.
Lowell Melzer
will... It's going to be really hard asking serious questions to that goofball.
No, don't worry. It's not going to be that serious. No. Lowell Melzer will be our guest tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. He comes to us from Channel 11.
Yeah, WBAL in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. NBC. And he's also been on the Mike O'Mara Radio Show.
Yep.
He is our unofficial meteorologist.
Yeah.
And I mean unofficial because we're trying to get an official one. So it's going to be... don't tell Lowell. That'll break his poor heart.
I won't.
But he's now... Lowell
He'll
is
meet
now,
any prize, Mike.
Lowell is now a meteorologist.
Yes, he is. He's
and
just starting that.
Got
this
his
week.
Meteorological degree.
That is tough.
And he is doing that. He wants to be a weatherman, real weatherman.
Did I tell you,
cool.
I took a meteorologist class at VCU.
Did you, did you fancy yourself?
I thought it was, this is cake. It'd be easy. And it blew my mind. And
low pressure, high pressure.
But I figured out the way to beat the system is I spoke to the professor. I said, you know, I want to teach this stuff to kids. And she said, okay. And I said, so all this high, this highfalutin stuff is above my head.
He's a total operator.
So for my final project, I did a thing with flashlights and balls. I taught what she taught me.
Did you shave them first?
I did. Beautiful. They were very generous. And I did. I taught my final exam was taught at a second grade level and got an A.
Nice.
Oh, I catered it to the second
grade.
He's
the scammer, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to be a teacher because I'm so... I just want to give back in meteorology.
Actually,
so
the quote you're looking for, Oscar, is I want to get out of VCU. Yeah. That's all you want
to
say.
We didn't get to it today. Unfortunately, the listener mailbag. Maybe tomorrow.
Darn it.
The one thing I just wanted to ask very quickly before we break here, where the F are the good movies? I mean, honest to God.
When's the last one that was in a theater that was good?
When's the last really good Goodfellas Casino kind of movie?
Have you seen Inception?
I have not seen
it. It's on demand. It dropped on Tuesday, I apologize.
Is it worth it?
Oh, 100%.
DiCaprio.
Yes.
Okay. But no one can understand
that
movie.
It's a mind F and it's awesome.
You know what? You have motivated me to see that. Yes. I will let you know tomorrow if I like Inception and I like Nicolas Cage. Yeah. That was the only thing I was going to
say.
That's the movie star everybody hates because I like Nicolas Cage.
I do too, but I'm curious as to what brings it
up. Well, I watched a movie on cable last night called Knowing. And it was about it was typical Nicolas Cage.
Did he get to act a little crazy?
It was like a code and figuring out the numbers and all.
What
it was not National Treasure, but it was like he did a series of like eight movies in a row that were exactly the same.
What is your take on the National Treasure films?
I liked the first one. I did not see. I don't like sequels, so I didn't see the second
one's still pretty good. You know, that's one of the first movies that the kids and I sat down and agreed on and said this is a good movie.
Well, and especially it's in our backyard, Washington D.C.
Yeah, I like a D.C.
Anyway,
movie.
I will check out Inception and then I'll change my position. We'll see what happens. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault. We'll open that up right here. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. The Audio Vault is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Get ready for the holidays.
Boo!
With one of the best plastic surgeons in the D.C. area, our listeners can save $1,000 on breast augmentation. I'm going to do it this Christmas.
Really?
Through the end of the year.
Nip and tuck.
Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and an all-new website. Click his ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's open up the audio. See what's happening today, Rob
Mike
Spiewak.
Is filling out his pullover.
Boo.
You asked about this yesterday, Mike, so I carried it over. The Actors Studio show on the Arts and Entertainment Network, I usually don't stay with it, but I like James Franco a lot. I think he's a good actor.
I am a super fan of that guy.
And so James Franco, this is the series where they ask him the questions, and he had the most interesting favorite cuss word that I've heard on that show maybe ever.
What sound or noise do you hate?
There are a few people's voices that, just like...
What's your favorite curse word?
One of the swear words I for whatever reason, tend to use when I'm alone is burger. I don't know why.
And just
hey,
so
I'll have a delicious S burger,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, S burger.
But when I do something stupid, I say burger.
Never heard that one before.
S burger.
Now, Mike, I know a lot of people are worried.
I also think he made it up. He was kind of like pulling it out of his ass.
Do you like...
So to speak.
I see what you did there.
Right.
Are you worried about America?
Yeah.
Don't be worried.
Why?
Everything's okay because our president is on Mythbusters.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we had this morning. Go ahead, play this.
Okay.
And I'm playing very little of it because it pisses me off.
It's short.
So what can we do for you?
Well, I am a big fan of Mythbusters.
Really?
I am, and so are the girls. Now, I do know that science requires a lot of trial and error. Part of what Mythbusters is about is testing out various hypotheses. And I think that we've got a big one that hasn't been thoroughly tested.
Really? That's like JFK when he was president going on Password.
I mean,
it's just stupid.
Here is the problem,
yeah.
I think. This is an administration that is not listening. They're not paying attention. They are too insulated.
Right.
What is the knock on this president? Is that he is too accessible, that he's going on too many of these bull-ass shows. And I totally agree with that.
No way in the world he should have ever done Jon Stewart.
Mythbusters, yeah. Jon Stewart. It's like, come on.
The Michael Mara show.
The big thing is you want to be presidential.
Yeah, please.
And we still have a lot of problems. And you just got your Republican Congress elected because of your first 2 years. And now you're sitting here going on Mythbusters. I just don't think it waters down the brand, okay, of the presidency of the United States, the credibility of the United States, and it frustrates me.
Have you had plenty of that? Do you not need any more?
I don't need any more.
Then let's move on to
it. Really makes me so angry when I hear that. I like to go on Mythbusters.
You sound a little like Arnold.
I like to hit, you know, get my lip busted when I'm playing basketball.
Get so
or
angry.
Cherry subs and pizza.
Jeez, forget it.
You get so angry.
Angry.
Mike, I know you love the Fuse Network on the television.
What is the Fuse Network?
I have no idea.
It's a musical network. It's like MTV.
Okay, well,
it's Canadian's version of MTV.
Canada.
Yes,
that's up north of here. Well, they had Ozzy Osbourne on.
Glad you do that, Mr. Mayo. Mr. Look Bored. It's relevant. Come up with the information. Yeah, it's relevant. Not like our show, right, Oscar? It's not relevant. We're not relevant. We're all too old.
Easy
F
now.
You.
Whoa. 3PO is powered down. He's all fine. Right, he'll be there for the news.
Fuse it says Canadian MTV.
What did I
Canadian.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mike, it skews younger. We wouldn't be expected
to
know
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. All right, go ahead.
He's like Kristen Wiig.
That character
I love
is
it.
Funny.
I love it.
That is a difficult character to do, and she does a great job
with
that.
I love her. Okay.
Saturday Night Live. It's on Saturdays on NBC. Surprised you didn't know that. Anyway.
Relevant.
Yes. Relevant.
Not at all.
Yeah, relevant.
The Fuse Network.
Relevant 1970 friggin' five.
Okay, the Fuse Network had Ozzy Osbourne on, and I just like when Ozzy talks. And here's
We don't play a lot of Ozzy on the Edge.
Oh, no.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear Ozzy.
This isn't Ozzy singing, Mike. It's Ozzy speaking.
Okay.
And here's Ozzy being Ozzy.
What music are you listening to now? Do you listen to new music?
I don't really listen to new music. If something catches my ear.
So are you listening to a lot of Justin Bieber? Is that what we're going to... Justin Bieber?
Who the f*** Justin Bieber?
I like that answer. That's perfect.
So he doesn't know who Justin is.
You know, isn't it funny when you've got a guy like Ozzy Osbourne where none of the rules apply?
Yeah.
Right.
The rules, the standard rules that would apply for even one of us, Ozzy can go on national television and say, Justin Bieber, who the f*** is he?
Mm-hmm.
And gets complete
and we celebrate it.
Impunity.
Yeah.
Well, and we go, you know, it's funny the way if you're, you know, a loud, drug-addled, decrepit guy that is so effed up that you shuffle along like a 90-year-old man.
You sit and you shake.
You can say that. It's truly
any
amazing.
Any man that snorted ants through a straw after getting off a tour bus
What do you guys think of his daughter, her new look? You know, do you think she's hot?
I think you can put a lovely coat of paint on that pile of S.
Yeah.
But it's not going to make
it's
it.
It's a step in the right direction.
The sweetest family I ever had the pleasure to meet, the Osbournes.
The Osbourne family?
Yes. They came in for an HF festival,
mm-hmm.
and they were just doing some announcing, which is big, one of the biggest concerts that used to be on the East Coast here, rock concert.
Even Sharon was nice.
Sharon was nice.
Right.
The nanny was nice.
Right.
The daughter, the son, Jack was. Everybody was so effing nice.
Really?
And I'm talking about not divas, not needing certain things. Hang out in my dressing room.
Right.
Come down and drink with us.
Uh-huh.
Have a great time.
Wow.
And I was just I was just doing weekends.
Right.
But I just happened to be in charge of making sure that they were happy, and they couldn't have been nicer.
That's why you do that. To people in media, because he says something like that.
Right.
And I have absolutely no reason to dispute what he's saying.
The rudest family you ever met was mine. Mike, Donna Derrico from Baywatch is outraged. She's
Why do
outraged.
I know that name?
Because she used
hot.
To be a Baywatch beauty.
Do we have her on the old show?
I don't think so.
What's her name?
Donna Derrico. D'apostrophe.
Donna Derrico.
Married to a musician or just divorced.
But she's outraged because she thinks being hot is getting her spotlighted by the TSA.
Okay.
So there's her talking about please. That.
He said that he was pulling you out of line because you caught his eye.
I was outraged because
They were obviously whispering and smiling and giggling. They're seeing an image of you nude. I don't care if you're, you know, a bikini model or you've been in Playboy, which mine was 15 years ago.
Do you think there's a larger issue here where women are essentially being victimized or targeted?
Just based on the last week alone, if me, Fergie, and Khloe Kardashian all were randomly selected, I would venture to say that, yeah, probably.
How about that? She's outraged.
And were they? Was Fergie selected? Was... Yeah, then but it's true.
Don't you see? No. Donna DeJericho was really relevant.
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 Colada.
Was relevant.
On the Fuse Network.
Right.
About 14 years ago.
Yeah.
She just skewed her. She was like, oh, a Fergie and Khloe Kardashian.
Hold on. But wait a minute. Wait. Let me give you this. Still probably hot.
Yeah, good looking.
Still Hollywood hot. They preserve well out there. Hold on, before
she
you
just
answer.
Wants attention.
But well, yeah, I don't doubt that. Yes. Probably digging this.
Yes.
But don't you think that there is a little credibility when you've got them coming through the line and it's a hot woman?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say for is that her now?
No, I don't think so. I'll get a.
I remember the chick.
Her face is like sandpaper now.
But the,
that's nice.
But the fact is, I think they probably don't. You think they probably single out hot women?
Why wouldn't you? It's the same reason why I hired hot interns when I was intern director.
Yeah, but I would think they'd. But you're also not being trained to keep people safe on an airplane.
I think that they would rather pat her down than scan her. But
she says they were smiling and kind of going, hey, can't wait to see this one. Yeah. It's creepy. They got to train better.
Yeah.
They got to train these, and they have to do it randomly.
I really hope.
Fergie and Khloe Kardashian. Yeah, she looked like Buddy Hackett when you saw that.
I really hope that her outrage subsides.
I hate Khloe Kardashian.
Those women don't mind when men just leer at them and buy them free drinks all evening.
See,
you got to take
just,
the good and the bad.
You're just letting your total misogyny take
over. I'm just
right
saying.
The cost of it. Mike, do you want to hear something eerie?
Horace.
I did not say that.
I know you didn't. I did.
Do you want to hear something eerie?
Yeah, go ahead.
And this really sort of flipped me out. On December 5th, 1980, John Lennon did his last interview. He sat down for 9 hours with someone from Rolling Stone. Okay? And they
said eerie. So
it is eerie.
Funny. Yeah.
And what blows my mind is that this reporter, his name is Jonathan Cott, hasn't released the tapes in 30 years. Mm-hmm. He just released them. And here's Lennon.
All right, I'm going to shut the eerie music off now because it really wasn't that eerie.
Well, no, it gets a little
eerie. Well, the audio was just released. Yeah. The interview was published.
Well, they quoted some portions of it, but they're going to release the whole interview now. Here is John Lennon talking about death. And keep in mind, 72 hours before he was shot. Kind of weird.
What they want is dead heroes like Sid Vicious and James Dean and all that. And they're not interested in being a dead hero.
They only like people when they're on the way up. When they're up there, they got nothing else to do but shit on them. They like to imagine they create and break people. They don't. So forget them. You know what I mean?
How about that? He said that people like a dead hero.
He also mentions, and this is something you both will love, and again, I'm the only a-hole that doesn't like the Beatles in America, apparently.
Right.
But he says that he's worked with two musicians his whole life, and he lauds them copiously.
Mm-hmm.
He says that one of them was Paul McCartney.
Right.
So if I was Ringo or George Harrison, I'd feel like
feel pretty bad.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
And second was Yoko.
Yeah.
He mentioned Paul McCartney and Yoko are the only two true musicians he ever worked with.
Well, he had to say Yoko because he's married to her.
I agree.
You know, Yoko, Rob, would you agree in some way that was a spell that was cast?
Yeah, I think there's witchcraft at play, Mike. I do.
Was she attractive in her younger years?
No, she never was attractive. She never was. They had some sort of weird link together somehow, and it was so sad because she ruined him in many ways.
Right. We don't have any Yoko in these machines.
No, not
what
at all.
What the F do we have in these machines? I swear to God, every day I go into these machines and every day I find nothing. What was stolen out of these machines? I swear to God, I used to have Yoko. Used to have Yoko in these machines.
I'll get you some Yoko,
Mike.
To
God,
I will.
I had Yoko.
John Lennon in that interview also talks about Bruce Springsteen.
These machines have been.
And I actually have the
these
quote.
These machines
please.
Have been Diaz.
Here's the quote. Lennon
or Yoko.
Well, there's the now you got everyone.
Yeah,
today,
I got
right?
everyone. Yeah, thank you. You know, really more you than anybody.
Yeah, I know.
Really more you. But thanks for pointing
May
that
I
out.
Hear the Springsteen?
Yes, Lennon said that he hoped Bruce Springsteen would not experience the same fate that he did, saying, quote, God help Bruce Springsteen when they decide he's no longer God. If they turn on him, I hope he survives it.
Wow.
It's just, it's a dark interview, and I look forward to it. I think it hits newsstands on Friday.
Yes.
And it'll be the entire
All right, and we got time for one more.
Okay, then let's close, Mike, with Paul Eisenman. He is 83.
Sounds like Paul Eisen Christensen.
Paul Eisenman is 83, and he is today's old Jew telling a joke.
Very good. I love this.
OldJewsTellingJokes.com.
I am in love with this segment every day.
On the same subject in an apartment house. Husband comes home from work, and he's really very angry. He's very upset. Wife says, what's the matter? What's all the excitement about? He says, that super we have in this building, I can't stand him. What is it? He's so conceited. What now? What did he do? He came up with me in the elevator, and he tells me every woman in this building has given him a job except one. And she thinks for a minute. She says, it must be that snotty Mrs. Cunningham.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
That's great.
We will
take a break. That's the audio vault, everybody. Good job. We will come back. When we come back, let me close the audio.
Thank you.
When we come back, some interesting lists right after this.
Fiona Apple.
Great record.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our last segment is brought to you by Amazon.
Yay.
Amazon. Do all your shopping with Amazon and get it right to its destination in time for the holidays. Amazon has something for everyone you're shopping for this season, from wine country gift baskets to Amazon gift cards, even magazine subscriptions. Use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage or click the Amazon banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Got time for a quick couple of lists here.
Excellent.
All right, before we get out of here, this is Dr. Phil's list of the top four lies that men and women tell each other.
Philip McGraw?
Yes. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah, I just realized that today is the day we record our bonus show.
Yes.
And how much I'm dreading listening to the audio.
You know what?
I'm
glad you brought it up, because I put it together last night, Oscar, and there's only 27 cuts.
Oh my God!
Yes.
And it's only about 42 minutes of you trying to turn on the microphone.
You know what? This is organic when we promote like this, but the fact is, folks, if you don't get the bonus hour, you're going to miss out on this. And today on the bonus show, we are going to be doing that right after this program is concluded. And on the bonus show, we are going to have the raw tape of when Oscar was literally unintelligible, and he was trying to do an extra bonus hour.
So
we could have today off.
Yes.
Or half of today off.
I like, my favorite part, just as a preview, is when you interviewed the Zit.
Don't want to hear
You know what? As a matter of fact, for teasing.
I'm dying inside.
There's no segment of this I can play.
We can't play it?
There's too much cussing. Littered with cussing.
Very good. Yeah. That's going to be fun. You know what? Consider this your intervention.
Please. Yeah.
This will be great.
We're fixing Oscar.
All right. Check out Dr. Phil's list. Here they are. The top four lies men and women tell each other. Rob, is this 1-4? Should I go 4-1?
It makes no difference on that one.
It doesn't. Okay. Number one for both men and women is, I'm fine.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I 100% agree with
that. So whether you're a man or a woman, if you say I'm fine, it means you're probably not. Here are the other three lies.
Unless you're Larry of the Three Stooges.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm Howard.
I'm at the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital.
You don't look so good.
Here are the three other lies men tell. Number two, that doesn't make you look fat. That seems trite, cliche, made up. I don't trust that one.
Obviously,
some lies need to be told. Whatever. Number three. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. This one I got to give the dinger to.
You got to undo your search.
Oh, sorry about that. There my fault. This is my last drink. Wow. Oh, boy.
Of the night, of the week, ever.
Can't even tell
it's
you.
It's never
many.
True.
I've done that a few times.
Sure.
Number four, this one we're all guilty of. I'm on my way.
Yeah. Not like I told that lie on Friday night.
Guys will say it or text it when they're not even close to being on their way. I've been there. I've witnessed
Mike,
it.
Mike, I did it in your kitchen last Friday.
Yeah, I know. I'm on my
way. Said it to my wife. Said it to my mother.
You know what? Maybe if they just backed off a little bit.
We need to live our lives too.
When we're having a great time, maybe if it wasn't,
you know what I mean? They've ruined everything for us. Let us have our isolated moments.
Did you, as a man, ever go and say, oh my God, she's so happy, let me ruin this?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean,
you cherish the brief moments of happiness.
It's female. It's a female thing.
You're having fun. We're having fun without you.
Right.
And we're allowed to. We do have fun with you at times, but we can have fun without you.
I have to say this, and I don't want to sound like this. Believe me, Carla's quitting smoking this week, and it has been a slice of hell. There have been moments where I've walked up to her, and I'm saying things like, do you really still love me?
Yes.
I'm really saying things like that. But I will tell you, when it comes to...
What does she say?
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, letting me have a good time...
Right.
The reason I think I do better in that particular deal is because she does so many things with the girls.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
And also because you've only been married for a year and a half.
Well, we've been together almost 8 years, though.
Yeah, but it changes with marriage.
I know it changes with marriage, Rob, but I'm saying if a woman has girlfriends and does a lot of stuff with girlfriends...
Well, what did I always tell you? The secret to a happy marriage is time apart.
I agree with that. All of my friends that have had successful marriages, they do that. When you show me... very rare that you have that perfect couple that's up each other's butts all day. It doesn't happen.
By the way, not going to even comment on that choice of words there. I've not announced this yet. Carrie has purchased a plane ticket and will be vacationing separate from me in February to Japan.
Wow!
Really?
I know you're crushed.
It's going to be a rough week.
The streamers can see that you're crushed by that, Rob.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Japan.
For one thing, she'll be twice as tall as everybody.
She going over with her sister?
No, she's going over with Jennifer.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Jennifer. Fantastic. Too. She's nice. What were you? Nice if Jennifer could stay the night. You know, they go to the airport
together. To this list. For the last 4 years, I've gone to this charity Santa Crawl in Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's your big thing.
That's my big thing.
Right.
Guess who's made their way on to the big thing? I'm leaving tomorrow, and I'm plus one.
Oh, good. Mrs. Claus will be along?
Yes.
That'll be nice.
You know what? I feel for you.
You know what you should do?
I understand exactly what you're
doing. And she looked at me, she said, you've talked about it so much, and said, I was like, yes, but this is, and I said, this is a guy thing.
Right.
This is a guy, this is what we do every year.
Right.
People come from all around the country. We go and do it.
Well, the password is threesome.
No, it's not.
I know.
But she sold me when she said, I'm going to get hammered, and you just put me in a car, and then you can have fun with your friends. I just want to go see what it's about for a couple
That's
hours.
That's great that she would fly across the country for that. Bright girl.
She wants to be near him. Mm. All right, here are the three
Japan.
Top lies that women tell. Number two, I've got a headache. Trite. I hate cliche. I hate when these lists, Dr. Phil.
Well, it's Dr.
When
Phil,
these,
Mike.
It's Dr. Phil. It's
There's
their list.
Nuggets of goodness among all the garbage.
This dress isn't new. I've had it forever. You know, they do say that, and that is bull ass, isn't
it?
Well,
they like to be thought of that they can just throw something together when they're not trying that
this
hard.
This is cheap. I got it on sale. I hate the women lies.
Yeah.
All right.
Or Dr. Phil.
All right. And stupid media trend of the week. We don't need that.
You're not interested in that?
Greatest singers of all time.
Fascinated.
You ready? Number 10, Paul McCartney.
Sure.
Okay, that's good.
Great
voice. Number 9, Matt Bellamy. Number 8, Kurt Cobain. Number 7, Tom York of Radiohead.
Yes. I think Cobain is overrated. I don't think he would be on that list if he's still alive.
It's the suicide thing.
I understand.
Also, 6, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden. Jesus. That's going back a ways.
Beautiful still voice.
Number 5, John Lennon of the Beatles. Amazingly distinctive voice.
Yeah, but I think McCartney a better singer than Lennon.
Ronnie James Dio of Heaven and Hell.
Yeah, Dio, man.
Dio, of course.
Dio.
Rainbow. And Rainbow. Number 3, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. Number 2, Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Great voice.
And number 1 on the top 10, Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses. I'm not sure I agree with that one.
Good singer.
Number
not
1 A, Oscar Santana of Reading Rainbow.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Please.
How about just a touch?
God,
guys.
I'm sorry.
He's thinking about
it. He's not
He's
sorry.
Thinking about the bonus hour. That's what he's thinking about right now. Go ahead. It'll mean the karma for the bonus hour will be good.
Take a look. It's in a book, A Reading Rainbow.
Thank
Worst
you very
performance
much.
Ever.
Good
ever.
Stuff, you drunk bastard. All right, there we go. That's it. We got to get out of here. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. A great bonus hour this week.
Huge.
We'll go easy on you.
No, you don't have to. I deserve it.
You know. Come on,
Mike,
now.
We'll have to say very little. All the magic is on this compact disc.
A great show today, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today was brought to you by Gamefly. Gamefly is the leading online video game rental service in America. Name your console. Gamefly has the widest selection in every format From new releases to the classics, Gamefly delivers right to your door. No shipping fees, no late fees. Get started for as little as $8.95. Check out Gamefly's 10-day free trial offer by clicking their link on our website, Gamefly. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, please call 301-244-8773.
Please, do it now.
For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye.